Hey, you guys, welcome back to the podcast. Just a quick introduction for those who are new around here. This is Shit Show Sisterhood, the podcast where we talk about the raw, unfiltered truth of healing, the lessons that we've learned along the way, and how we put ourselves back together when life just, severely fucks us. I'm Jennifer Levins, the host. I'm a quantum alignment coach and a Reiki master, and I'm also writing my very first book right now, Surviving the Shit Show. In today's episode, I want to discuss with you guys an idea that came to me the other day when I was washing my dishes. Now, I'm going to be really transparent with you guys for a sec. A few weeks ago, I decided to start a little podcast. While also working on my book and still managing, my regular job, my life, my family. We own a farm. Like, there's all of these things going on. There has been no time for washing the damn dishes. My whole house is currently a fucking shit show. And so over the course of a couple of days, we had really amassed this huge pile of dishes that it just got to a point I had to deal with them. So as I'm looking at this overwhelming pile of dishes, I remembered a YouTube video that I watched during my very first Reiki attunement. Now, just to give you a little bit of background info, when you go through the process of becoming a Reiki master, you typically go through three attunements or, cycles that are designed to acclimate you to the higher frequency of Reiki energy. Reiki energy is that pure life force energy that surrounds us all of the time. Is what the Chinese call qi or ki. It's also been called prana. It is just that essence of life force energy that is within us and surrounds us. My job as a Reiki practitioner is to be a conduit to direct that energy to flow to the areas of the body that you may need for healing. That is a responsibility that I take very seriously. It is my job to open myself up and to let go of just any of the bullshit that I'm hanging on to so that I can be of service to my clients. When I started this journey with Reiki 2 years ago, I went through my very first attunement. I've since had several others. But that very first one was just so incredibly powerful for me. During the weeks that followed it, I could really feel myself just letting go of all of the shit, really, in my life that was cluttering up my psyche. And when I say cluttering up, I mean that in the actual sense of the word. Like, I went on this massive decluttering kick for about 2 weeks straight, where I went down to just the bare basics of what my family needed to live. We got rid of just loads and loads of crap that was cluttering up our home. So during this time that I'm in this like declutter mode, I started watching YouTube videos about, getting rid of clutter in your home. One of the people that I started watching was Dawn Madsen. She's known on YouTube as the Minimal Mom. She has just tons and tons of videos about decluttering and living a minimalist lifestyle. Now, let's be clear here. I will never be a minimalist. But during that time in my life, I really was shedding all of these things that no longer served me. And I really started from the outside in. One of Dawn's videos, and if I can find it, I'll link it below for you guys, but it talked about the concept of eating the frog. Dawn goes into more detail in her video, but the basic concept is just pretend that you are sitting down to a dinner party and someone serves you this big, ugly, disgusting cooked frog on your plate and you have to eat it. Let's say maybe it's like your husband's boss and it would look really, really bad if you didn't eat it, you know. Whatever the situation is, you get served this disgusting frog on your plate and you have to eat it. How would you go about doing such a unsavory task? Dawn then goes into teaching you how to take care of, you know, these frog, quote unquote, frog tasks in your life. Those hard, unsavory tasks that we'd rather not do, but for whatever reason, we have to. So this is going to be things like paying your taxes or going to the, you know, orthodontist or just whatever the unsavory task is you don't want to do. For me, the other week, my frog task was really my dishes. So I looked at this pile and I was like, okay, what are the frogs in this pile? What are the hardest pieces for me to wash? Let's get those out of the way first and everything else won't seem as bad. So that's what I did. And it really worked. Once I got those big frog pieces out of the way, everything else felt so much easier. For me, doing those frog tasks are doing things like my cast iron. I have a lot of it. It's heavy. It's kind of a pain in the ass to do. I also have this really big stock pot that honestly is too big for my sink. And so it's really difficult to get done. Those are my frog tasks when it comes to doing my dishes. Those are the tasks that I want to avoid at all costs, but I know they have to fucking get done, so I just have to do them. So, you know, those were my frogs. Those were the things I tackled first, and once they were done, everything else really wasn't that hard. Later that night, I was thinking about how I got through doing this task that I really didn't want to do, and my brain started to wonder, and I landed on the idea that you can really use this same concept when you're attacking your trauma. So today, that's what I want to do. I want to walk us through this quote unquote eat the frog framework, but I want to tweak it so that we can utilize it as a healing tool for dealing with our own personal day-to-day shit show. When I look at my own trauma, I can definitely see some of those frog moments. Those big moments that honestly at the time they just seem way too hard to deal with. So over the years, I stuffed those things down and I hid them. I essentially took that big, ugly, disgusting fucking frog from my plate and I hid it under a napkin so that no one could see it. I turned my focus onto everyone else and what they were going through instead of eating my own damn frog. The problem with that, though, lies in the fact that at some point you have to get up from that table and then what do you do with this frog that you hid in the napkin? So today, let's look at how we can eat this fucking frog and just be done with it so that we don't have to hide it anymore. Last week, I gave you guys a framework that can kind of get us started on that process. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode yet, I highly suggest that you go ahead and give it a listen and do the exercise that I shared. Last week, we worked on calling our shit show by its name, by admitting what has happened to us and seeing it for what it actually is. We've already done the first part of eating our frog. We've identified what the traumas are, and we've called them by their name. Now, we're going to identify one or two of those big frog moments. These are going to be the moments where you felt the most broken, the most hurt, the most angry. They're going to be those massive moments where you felt like you weren't going to survive, where you felt like every single piece of you was breaking in those moments. That's what we're talking about. Those are your frog moments. Those are the things that we tend to trap inside of us and we don't want to face them. They're the things that we hide under that fucking napkin because how dare someone else see that we didn't eat that frog. The ones that we've been avoiding all along because for whatever reason, they may be too painful for us to take on. These are the things that should be on the very top of your list of shit that's ruining your life. Now, I do want to give a disclaimer right here, though. If you're not ready to take on the task of healing those frog moments, don't. Come back to them when you're in the right headspace to handle those things. Also, it is always, always a good idea to bring in support when you're eating your frogs. This might be in the way of therapy or maybe disclosing your frog moment to a friend. Whatever you need to do, just do it. Once you are ready, though, we're going to do the work on tackling your biggest frog first. That's going to be your biggest trauma, your biggest shit show, whatever you want to call it, that big thing that is holding you back. We're going to tackle it head on first before you try to fix anything else that's happening in your life. Because if you don't, that other shit is going to be so much harder to do. You're going to end up feeling overwhelmed and you're going to burn right out. I know this because I've done this so many times to myself. I focus on all of the little stuff and I shove all of my big trauma down. And you know what? All that's ever gotten me is more anxiety, more depression, more anger, but no actual healing. Over the past 5 years or so that I've been on this healing journey, I've seen, tons of healers of all sorts of types. I've had readings done, I've studied from, and I've had Reiki healing sessions from literally the best Reiki healer in the world. And every single time, I always receive the same message. It's always along the lines of, there is something that you're not facing. You've built a wall around your heart that you need to address. You're just too afraid to. And you know what? They're not wrong. It wasn't until my last living family member ghosted me and removed themselves from my life that wall that I had built around my heart really came crashing the fuck down. And for the first time in my life, all of those fucking frogs that I had inside of me tried to escape. I ended up being like that scene from, I think it was like The Nutty Professor or whatever, where they go and release all the frogs and they're like running down the stairs of the college, like hopping down, and all these research students are running around trying to get all these frogs. That's what happened to me. That's what it felt like. So I am walking you guys through this process, but please know that I am also going through it too. These frog moments are really hard, but once we take that last bite and we realize that we've gotten through the hardest part of it all, the part that we didn't think that we would survive, I promise you, it will be so incredibly worth it. Today, I encourage you to just eat the fucking frog. get the help and support that you need to get through it, but go ahead and tackle that big, green, disgusting thing that's been holding you down and you've been stuffing it under a napkin and you don't want anyone to see it. That's the thing I'm encouraging you to just fucking handle. And if you need guidance and support and encouragement along the way, please know that I'm always here for you. I'll drop a link where you can reach out to me in the show notes. I've also recently created a Substack where I hope to be able to better connect with you guys. So I'll leave all of that information for you guys below. As you go out today and just enjoy the rest of your day, I want to leave you guys with just this last final encouragement. You are enough, you are worthy, and you are so very loved. And until next time, just eat the fucking frog, my friends. Bye, guys.